Proclamation number 7082, dated the April 3rd, 1958. Fall of the Spirits. Faculty of Thought. Lucifer's Fall. It is far easier to familiarize you with the spiritual correlations which explain your own existence than to impart the right understanding to you about spiritual events which took place when I gave life to all of you as spiritual beings. The foundation of my plan of salvation was only the outcome of prior events in the kingdom of the spirits. And to comprehend this occurrence requires an abundance of light first, which you do not yet possess as human beings on earth, even if you endeavor to live in accordance with my will. Yet these spiritual events were essential for the free decision of will, which all beings that emerged from my love had to pass in order to attain highest perfection, as free working beings, to be independent of my will and yet to think, want and act with the same will as my own. And this free decision of will also required the necessary prerequisites. The being had to be able to fall into the abyss, just as, alternatively, it had to be able to reach the highest pinnacle. As soon as an upper or lower limit had been set for the being, it was no longer free either. And thus this freely evolving will was, in turn, the result of thinking. The thought, however, was an expression of strength by me which I transmitted to the being, which then stimulated the being into forming its own opinion about it. Hence, the being's own faculty of thought consisted of processing a received mental illumination, thus to more or less deliberate the thought, or the being would have remained merely my walk if my thought inevitably had caused it to think the same. But I wanted to externalize completely free living beings and therefore endowed them with the ability to make their own judgment, which, however, had the potential to evolve in different directions. It would never ever have been possible for Lucifer to desert me had he not possessed this faculty. In that case, however, he would not have been a free spirit either, but always just a puppet and entirely subject to my will. Thus I had to completely isolate this as well as all subsequent beings from me. They had to be able to enjoy utter freedom and not be restricted in any way. Consequently, they also had to be able to evaluate the transmitted thoughts positively or negatively, that is, the being itself was able to carry out what these thoughts motivated it to do in full agreement with me, thus with the same will as mine. But likewise it was able to think differently, thus by virtue of its faculty of thought also able to come to different conclusions. This, however, only happened when it no longer considered this faculty of thought as a gift from me but as its own product, and this erroneous self-confidence resulted in clouding its realization. Every spiritual being was indeed externalized by me as an independent entity, but its fundamental nature was love, and thus this love also had to look for the bond with me, because love strives towards love. And for that time its will also completely concurred with mine. But any easing of the bond with me also showed itself in the deviation of the being's will from mine, and this, in turn, resulted in using the faculty of thought in the wrong direction, because it has to be able to ponder every thought in all directions or the will would not be free, which is not to say that a wrong thought flowed from me myself to the being. The first being, Lucifer, was brightly illuminated, and he was able to communicate with me but also able to direct his thoughts wrongly. Nevertheless, he would always have had the opportunity to submit his wrong thoughts to me so that I could have been able to answer him. But it was precisely these wrong thoughts he believed he could hide from me, which was already a lessening of his love and thus resulted in a lessening of light too. And thus, One of his first wrong thoughts also included doubts about my power because he was unable to see me. The realization that he himself would have ceased to exist in the face of my excessively brightly radiating primal light did not stop his desire. He refused to accept this awareness and found his own explanation for it in my powerlessness, which in turn was a thought which already demonstrated that he had considerably loosened his bond with me by the time this thought emerged in him. To the same extent as he began to doubt my power, his own consciousness of strength grew, and then one wrong thought followed another. His will no longer agreed with mine, his love began to wane, and he increasingly closed himself to the flow of my love's strength, because by now he had also lost the realization of the fact that he, too, had to be nourished by my strength first in order to be creatively active. Yet for the sake of my intended goal, to guide the beings which had emerged from him and me into highest beatitude, I did not stop any of the beings, not even my first created bear of light, from using their will incorrectly. I did not stop any being from using the faculty of thought wrongly. For I externalized all of them as free beings, and the being's greatest beatitude also consists of creating and working in utmost freedom. And that also necessitates absolute alignment to my will without any coercion. But if no being had been able to think and want other than in accordance with my will, then the being would not have had free will either, which, however, irrevocably belonged to a divinely perfected being. And I can only speak of my living creations as my children when they have completely voluntarily entered into my will, and only then are they granted beatitude, which presupposes highest perfection. And this perfection could not be bestowed upon my beings by me, but it has to be acquired by every created being of its own free will. Amen.